Welcome back to the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast, episode 109, Why All Your Diets Have Failed and How to Do Things Differently in 2023. Welcome to the first episode of 2023. We are so excited to have you here. And today we're going to be going over everything that has to do with why your approaches to dieting for fat loss have failed in the past. And we're going to set you up with a practical an applicable way to set up fat loss in a sustainable manner for the new year. Now, we don't interrupt the show midway with sponsored ads or asking you for ratings and reviews. So while you're just getting settled, we ask that you just take 2 seconds to support our show by giving it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Ratings and reviews allow us to bring more knowledgeable and influential people onto the show for you to learn everything possible about science and sustainability with respect to your goals. If you liked this episode in particular, screenshot it and tag us on Instagram to show your support. One share could be the catalyst for someone in your life to transform their body, their health, and their fitness for good. And of course, it helps our show grow too, and we appreciate that. Thanks again for listening. We don't take your attention for granted, so let's get right into it. Episode number 109, Why All Your Diets Have Failed and How to Do Things Differently in 2023.
Hi, guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast. I'm your host, Christina Lynn, and I'm here with my co-host, Marissa Roy, and of course, Colton. And in today's episode, we're going to be talking all about why your diets have failed.
And how to do things differently in 2023, because Happy New Year. It is the first Tuesday of 2023, if you're listening to this on the day that it came out. And apparently it's tradition here to do some kind of a New Year's themed episode, because that's what we've done every year. This is the third one, right?
Yeah, I guess technically it is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's really cool. Side note, I didn't tell you this off air, but I actually really like the grown out roots look on you.
Ooh, thank you. I'm getting my hair done in January though, so.
Are you gonna get done this blonde again?
Yeah. Yeah, I can't commit to the dark hair.
I can't picture it. You've shown me one picture before, but like, I still can't picture it, even though your like eyebrows are darker and like, you know, but this it's still different. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then natural? Like you see all this. Yeah, this is all natural.
Wow. We have like the same hair color.
Yeah, pretty much. Wow. I mean, I've showed you pictures, right? When I was younger.
Yeah, but it's just like still hard to picture. Yeah. Anyways,
I'll send you over some pictures after this.
Yeah, I know that one time you wore that wig and I was like super tripped out. But anyways, no one here can actually see your hair, so hopefully they know what you look like and what we're talking about. But
if you don't, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, you can see it. So before we get into the topic, because it's a great topic, I want to know, what are your goals in 2023?
Well, my goals are very contradicting, right? Because like, I either want to get pregnant again or compete. So very opposite ends of the spectrum, but that's just kind of where I am right now. Because I'm like, oh man, like I really want another kid and like, I just kind of like get them all out of the way and then compete. Yeah. Or do I want to like compete in the middle, break it up, like enjoy kind of being lean, like not having to breastfeed. And then like, so I don't know, I'm very, very torn, but I feel like whatever happens, I'm going to be thrilled either way.
How do you think you're going to end up making that decision?
I think that might be an act of God. that I don't know if I need to explain all of that for you.
Nope.
but I think just kind of whatever happens. And like, like I mentioned, I'm going to be completely happy either way, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever route.
Right. Cause you're dieting anyways right now. Right. And like, you're going to continue like fat loss for a while.
I mean, and so it's hilarious, right? Like I don't technically consider myself dieting right now because I don't feel like I'm dieting, but I am losing weight. So I'm in a weight loss phase, but doesn't feel like it right now, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. 'Cause like then you're just like you're losing weight, you're on track for prep until like it gets extreme, obviously. But like,
Yeah.
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah,
Okay.
what about you?
Cool. Man, wow. I should probably have thought about this if I was gonna ask you
Before
that
you
one
ask
question.
me.
But I literally just like did it on the fly. I was like, oh, this is great. Like personal intro. We haven't like talked about ourselves in a while, I feel like. But
Yeah.
wow. Most of my goals are business oriented, obviously. But in terms of like personal fitness, in the new year, I just want to have more love for fitness back. Because I've talked a lot about how it's like not really a priority and it's a priority, but it's not in my top five. And that has reflected, especially in the holiday season. I'm kind of giving myself some grace right now, but like I have been pretty lax with like getting in just like a couple, like three workouts per week. I would like to be more active than that. And I think my personal fitness goals are very in alignment with my mental, I don't want to say mental health goals, but like mental state goals of like really becoming the most like confident, self-assured, like really strong-minded person that I can be is what I really want to do. So like part of that is like voluntarily putting myself into very uncomfortable physical situations. So like I am like dragging my feet on buying that cold tub. But I have
It's not very
been,
much money, is it?
no, it's $120. I'm dragging my feet on it
Yeah.
because I don't want to do
Oh, but
it.
you do showers. It's the same thing.
Yeah, but the showers have been brutal and the tub is way worse. Because the water is just like very cold now because it's winter in the mornings. So like it's been harder to like get to like continue doing it. And so that's sucked. And like I felt like that has even been an increase in challenge. So like to take the next step to the bath, I'm just like, ugh. But I want to do it. I will do it
Yeah.
in the new year. Physical discomfort like that, but also physical discomfort with working out and like having goals there. And I don't know exactly what they are. I have somewhat of an itch to have a more structured program now again. But I would definitely do that through my CrossFit gym at this point because I just love the community there and I want to continue going to the classes. So, but either way, it requires me putting more time into me, not just sitting here at my desk doing my business. And that's the direction we're heading, like more time freedom for me, more delegation, and things will continue to kind of run themselves. But then, in order for me to actually lead an effective company with less time involved, I need my leadership and my self-assuredness to be like here. And like, it's probably like here. So, yeah, like, I think just the physical, like, putting challenges in front of myself and goals that, you know, are just goals for the sake of having a goal to work towards with fitness and mental toughness, is probably the direction that I want to go. I have not fully thought through or processed what that is yet, but I do know that Aaron's brother, who was just stationed in American Samoa for a couple of years, just got back. There's a annual CrossFit competition that he wants me and Aaron to join him on next November. So like I don't know if like that's what I'll pick where like I'll compete in that with them and like I'll train for it and like have that competition be like a vacation slash like destination for the goal, but that could be something. I don't have like a huge interest in CrossFit competitions though, but like it is a very difficult goal to work towards. So I don't know.
I love that it's not physique related or like weight related.
Yeah, I had a revelation the other day when Lindsay on the podcast episode with Brian and Lindsay, which actually will come out after this, a few episodes after this, in fact, when she was saying like we need to stop setting weight loss goals and set goals outside of that, I like had a light bulb click. I was like, you're right. Like people are stuck in that cycle because that's the only goal they know how to set and knock down. So like for me, it's like for me that same problem is like physique goals, like build more muscle, build more glutes, build more shoulders. And I'll be honest, I want to build my butt back up because I feel like I've lost some of it in this whole cardio CrossFit process. But pun intended, I think just more focus on like what being physically active and building resiliency can do for you in the other avenues of your life is like really the direction I want to go down.
Yeah, I love that. And now obviously I was going to say that aligns very much with the episode we just recorded. But yeah, so going like completely off topic, because that's where we are right now. I was talking with a client who was having trouble with her off season. Like she's a competitor. And she was like, I don't really know how to stay motivated right now because the stage seems so far away. And it's really hard right now because, like, you know, you're not jumping on a scale and seeing new lows and seeing new lines, and it's really hard. And so I was like, we have to shift your focus right now to something different. And it's hard being consistent and feeling like every single day is redundant and like going in. Like, I was like, but we have to chase new goals. Like we have to set like PRs or like strength goals. And like, we're chasing different things right now. And we still have to find different ways to find that exciting. So I think that that's really, really true, because that's why a lot of people struggle. And I guess this kind of is a good segue with like diets. It's like, we feel like we're constantly dieting because that maintenance is not very rewarding. Like it's just kind of boring.
Yeah. And like, we even have the maintenance mindset episode where we talk about like, here's how to get into that mindset with maintenance. I'm sure, I can't remember, cause it was episode like 20 something. I'm sure we talked about the fact that in maintenance, we need to shift our focus, set other goals, but at the same time, like also like just maintaining is a different mindset where like you can devote more of your energy towards other aspects of your life. And sometimes that can make fitness feel unmotivating. And like, I think that's kind of, I've kind of been in a maintenance situation for a while now where I'm just like, I'm going to the gym to like check the box, and like, I am enjoying it, but like, that is the purpose that it serves. And so I think I'm ready to move forward for that kind of greater purpose with it.
Yeah. That's exciting.
Yeah. I really verbally processed that like as I said it. So that's my stream of consciousness, guys.
Yeah. I love it. Well, we are 10 minutes in, so let's jump right into what we wanted to talk about today. So yes, we think obviously with all of our podcast episodes, we want to give you guys context. And like, so we're talking about why your diet has failed and how we want to do things differently in 2023. So I think it's super important that we talk about what the heck even is a diet.
Yeah. I'm just laughing because like, I was like, how do you want to start this episode? Christina was like, let's start with what is a diet. And I was like,
yeah.
Ah, yes, you're right. Good job. I didn't even think about that. So a diet. So you can define this as two ways. Number one, how a lot of people define it, a thing that you do to lose weight. But what a diet actually is kind of like your philosophy, your nutrition philosophy. Your diet is a set of rules and principles and ways that you conduct yourself around and with food. And so, you know, I like to explain it as like your diet, you are quote unquote on a diet or practicing a diet, no matter what you're doing. If you're eating McDonald's 7 times a week, that is your diet. Like if you are eating, you know, only lettuce all day, every day, I don't know, that is your diet. Like, and so it doesn't matter how like poorly you think you're eating, but like you already have a diet. You are already on a diet. It is the way that you eat. And so we want to set the frame that way because that already is a shift for some people. And so if that was a shift for you to hear that and be like, ah, that makes sense, then this episode is not about what diet to go on. It's about how to make the appropriate shifts to what your diet already is in order to push it in the right direction that aligns with your goals. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So it's like, and I think it's super important, like you said, like however you're eating, whatever that is, even if you don't think that you're following a diet, like that is still like your philosophy of like, I just eat whatever whenever, like that is
the your seafood diet, right?
Yeah, right. I see food, I eat it, or if I'm hungry, I eat food. So that is your dieting philosophy. Like that is your current nutrition. And so I think that's really important. And a lot of times when people think like, okay, I am going on a diet, they think I'm starting something in order to lose weight. So that is what we want to talk about, is why that philosophy, or why whatever way you choose to lose weight, why that has failed, and how we want to do things differently in 2023 to set you up for success.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like we think of the diets as the ketos and the South Beach and the Atkins and the paleo and the Whole30 and the Optavia and the pills and the whatever, right? Or eating clean or tracking macros even. Like we think of that as the diet that we need to go on. And it's a thing that we do temporarily to lose weight, and then we go back to normal. Like that is the faulty thinking. Like if you just change the way you think about that, you're way more likely to be successful, just because you're no longer thinking temporary thing than normal. It's about adjusting what your normal is.
Yeah, absolutely. So we want to think about, if we start a diet, like if we start a, or I guess more so I would say like, we are starting something in order to lose weight. And so if we are losing weight, what did we do that allowed us to be successful, and how can we continue that? So with a lot of these, you know, quote unquote diets, like Marissa was just saying, paleo, Whole30, Atkins, all those things, there is like a set of rules that are in place that you follow, but what about it allowed you to be successful? And a lot of times, like a lot of reason, like why these things fail, is because the rules and the philosophies they have in place are way too restrictive. And which is a lot of times people want to go back to normal because they're like, this sucks. Like, I don't want to live this way for the next, you know, 6 months to a year. So what we want to do is try to figure out like, okay, what did I learn from this? And how can I apply this to my next phase so I can still maintain some of these results? Because a lot of times what happens is, if you do a juice cleanse, if you do keto, like you drop a lot of weight very, very quickly in a short amount of time. And while it's super exciting, like we were talking about earlier, like you're seeing the scale change, like your body is changing. But the quicker that someone loses weight, typically that means that they are going to struggle with keeping that weight off. And so a lot of times we've talked about how we don't have a weight loss issue. We have an issue with weight maintenance. It's like, okay, the diet's over, now what? And that's usually where a lot of people will bring, they'll regain the weight and then some. Like I'm sure that you're listening to this and you're like, yes, like I lose 10 pounds, but then I put 15 back on and now I'm 15 pounds over where I started, and I do something again and now 20 pounds. So like, what do I do? How do I stop this cycle? So hopefully what we're going to talk about today is going to help a lot with that and really breaking that cycle.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's the thing, right? All the different diets about, losing the weight and, you know, eating cleaner, like there are a lot of common principles amongst all of these things. Now, some of them are more extreme than others, like the carnivore diet. Like that's a little bit on the wild end, but like, all right, let's talk about like Whole30, paleo, tracking macros, eating clean, like having a meal plan. What are the underlying principles of those things? They are eating more fruits and vegetables, eating more lean proteins, having a balanced plate at every meal. Overall, fueling your body with nutrient-dense foods most of the time. And it really is about the way you approach the thing that makes the thing sustainable or unsustainable versus the thing itself. Like keto is only evil because of the way people rebound from and respond to it in the long run and the value that they assign to it, right? Because the best example of this is tracking macros. Like there are people who like come from an extremely rigid, restrictive background, contest prep, restrictive dieting, and like we had one client recently who she told us like her whole world shifted when we told her instead of hitting the number on the dot, just stay within a range of 5 grams. Mm. And she was like, I have so much flexibility. I can be consistent, like everything. And wow. I was like, that is crazy because there's the other side of people who track macros who are like, if I'm like within 20 grams, I'm like, I'm ecstatic. I'm like, oh my gosh, I did it. Like, and that's just like the level of rigidity that they're used to. They weren't used to it. And so they had a completely different experience. And for them, that same goal of stay within 5 grams of ever below your target would be extremely restrictive. And so it's not the approach itself that is the problem. It's the way that we approach it defines the meaning that we assign to it and the problems that we end up having with it. And so when it comes to your diets, that is not to give credit to multi-level marketing or, you know, these big name diets and approaches that harm more people than they help, but it is to just get you thinking about how are you thinking about your diet? How are you thinking about adopting new habits? Are you all or nothing? Are you extremely restrictive and rigid? Or like where could you change that? And how might that change your ability to stick to the thing and be consistent because your definition of success has changed?
Yeah, I love that. And I think the other thing too to think about is a lot of times people place like a special emphasis on a particular diet and they think, oh, like paleo or keto is the reason I was successful. And so if you break it down, if you lose weight, the reason you lost weight is not because of a diet. It's because you were in a caloric deficit. And so you can be in a caloric deficit in a lot of different ways. So it's not necessarily that keto or paleo or this or that was the answer. So if you saw success on something previously, don't feel like you have to go back to that. You can try something different, try and go about it in a different way. So like, you know, like, yeah, if you start a juice cleanse for a week, like, yeah, you're going to lose weight because you severely restricted your calories. It's not because of the juice. Like, so thinking about like, okay, if I want to be like, if I want to do something and like actually be able to sustain this way of living, like, how can I do this in a way that I actually enjoy it? Like, I mean, earlier I just talked about like, I'm losing weight, but I don't feel like I'm dieting right now. Because what I'm doing right now is super sustainable. It doesn't cause me really any extra level of effort or discomfort. Like it's just, okay, I just kind of track my macros and I'm losing weight and that's great. So I think it's also really important. Like we talked about this earlier, like there is going to be some level of discomfort at a certain point, but it doesn't have to be that way. You do not have to feel like you are suffering day in, day out in order to see progress. So yeah. Like Marissa was, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, so, you know, like we were talking about earlier, it's like, okay, like, the whole 30, the everything, like, okay, if I just like watch my portions, if I balance my meals and like, I eat some more fruits and vegetables, like you can do that for a very long time, but you cannot drink juice every single meal for the rest of your life.
Yeah. So it's just the principle. Like if you can't see yourself doing it for a decade, don't bother starting it for a day. Like just find a thing that you can do for a decade. And then like, there will be periods of time where you kind of ramp up the intensity of that and lower the intensity of that, depending on the phase that you're in. But like the framework itself should be something that you could see yourself doing for a decade. So like, when I say that again, I'll use the example of tracking macros. A lot of people are like, well, tracking macros is restrictive. I couldn't see myself doing that for a decade. The next question I ask is, what did that look like when you were tracking macros? Were you eating 1200 calories? Like, were you dieting actively? Like that is not sustainable. That is dieting for fat loss. And tracking macros at 2400 calories, your maintenance, feels very different. And might cause you a lot less stress. For some people, they still don't take to the numbers, and that's fine. It's just not how their brain works. But the framework itself is tracking macros, and certain phases are unsustainable, certain phases are. That's just the nature of the framework. And so what you need to find is the framework that you can stick to over a very, very long period of time and be able to kind of see that flux in rigidity, flexibility, with the approach itself.
Yeah, I feel like anyone who's listening is like, oh my God, they're going to bring up the dial again.
Like, we don't have to.
Yeah, but it's just like we talk about, like there are ebbs and flows, and you don't feel like you have to be going at 100 miles an hour. So just trying to figure out, like, okay, if I'm dieting, yeah, I probably need to push a little bit more than normal, and then I'm going to scale it back. But like living at this nice, like, in between, where maybe I'm not necessarily losing weight because I'm at a really good point right now and I just want to maintain. So just kind of thinking about that in, like, whatever you decide to start in 2023, just think about, hey, can I do this for a long period of time? Can I, like, push a little bit more, but can I eventually scale it back? So, like, I think that a lot of times, a lot of these diets fail because they are super restrictive. Like she was saying, the carnivore diet, like, that is cutting out entire food groups. Like, it's probably not a good idea to not eat fruits and vegetables or carbs for the rest of your life. Or, yeah, we've talked about intermittent fasting a long time. Like, people who are like, I intermittent fast, but I'm really hungry in the morning. I feel like it's like, okay, well then, like, maybe you should eat, or, like, you know, maybe we
eat,
I don't know. Yeah. Eat breakfast. Yeah. So just certain things like that. So it's like, whatever, like, these things, like, you cannot have juice for every single meal because, like, you're going to want to have, like, a piece of toast. Like, you're going to want to eat some different things. Like, or if your diet doesn't allow you to go out and have dinner with people, like, that is not something that you can sustain for the rest of your life. So really trying to find something that allows you to still be able to live and enjoy your life with the idea that, yeah, there are some periods of discomfort, and we'll talk about that in a second. But for the majority of time, like, do I enjoy this and can I live this way for a long time?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think it's important to give some examples. Like, what does this actually look like in practice? And so when it comes to finding those sustainable frameworks and habits, it's going to look different for everyone. It depends, but it depends on where are you currently? Like, start with where you are. Do you eat one gigantic meal per day because you skip breakfast and lunch? Okay, maybe we should work on, like, two meals. Like, do you sit all day long and you get no movement? Okay, maybe we should take a 10-minute walk. Who cares about a training program? Just walk. Like, just go outside. And do you, you know, drink 4 cups of coffee and a couple sodas and that's it? Or do you actually have water in your day? So I think the most important thing with this is, like, people are very comfortable balancing between a very unhealthy lifestyle and something that's very extreme, because the discrepancy between that is huge. Like, what I just described, those examples of, like, where someone might start and, like, clean eating or paleo or Whole 30 is incredibly drastic. It's like the whole fridge gets, like, gutted out, right? And that is very comfortable for people to, again, envision the diet as a thing that they do. Because the gap is so big, it's very easy to see that as just a separate thing. And so instead of jumping back and forth, because it's very easy for people to do that, they'll do something temporarily, they will see maybe a quick result, and then they'll jump back and forth, and they will just stay stuck in that loop forever. That is comfortable for some people. And I was just telling Christina off air, I had a client today that I introduced the topic or the concept of discomfort to her. And needless to say, she got kind of uncomfortable. And she was, like, you know, kind of just taken aback by it, because we've been talking about change and talking about change, but it hasn't been happening. And I was like, did you ever consider the fact that you need to feel discomfort in order for this to work? And she was, like, floored. And I was like, we have to do something different. And, like, you've heard this before, right? You have to do something different than what you've already done to see a different result. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I don't care how many different diets you've tried, the approach is the same. Doing a thing that is temporary to get the result and going back to normal after is the problem. It's not the diet itself. It's not the foods in the diet. It's not the foods that you're lacking in the diet. It's not the magic pills. It's just the approach that you're taking, that you're stuck in, that's comfortable. And taking one small step forward every day with baby habits that make a small difference, that eventually make a big difference, they add up, that's uncomfortable because like you're going through your normal life and then you're saying like, here I'm going to insert 10 minutes of meditation, or like here I'm going to insert a vegetable into my normally non-nutritious meal. And that's weird. And it doesn't feel good because you're not only making small steps, but you're observing things that you don't like continuing to happen. Like imagine like if I ate like, I don't know, pizza 3 times per day, that might be someone's diet. And I was like, I'm going to start making baby steps. So I insert like a vegetable to one of my 3 meals of pizza. Like then I'm consciously aware of the fact that I'm trying to make a change while watching myself eat pizza 3 times per day and only having changed this one tiny thing. So then I'm like, I'm going to be seeing this like happening in real time, observing myself being like, man, I suck. I'm a failure. Look at this. It's all pizza. And I only have one vegetable. Like I have so far to go. That's uncomfortable. But if you do that and you allow yourself to sit in that discomfort, you allow yourself to observe the habits that you don't like and like sit with that and continue to implement change, those small habits add up way quicker than you'd think, like way faster. And all of a sudden you look up and you're like, wow, my life looks completely different. And yeah, it didn't feel like a big change, but it just kind of sucked during.
Yeah. And I like to use the example of like, we've talked about this all the time. And like 2017, 2018, we had no concept of NEAT and like what it means to like be active throughout the day. We only thought, oh, it's just exercise and workouts and that's it. Is it? And now we understand like, oh, we probably should be moving a little bit more throughout the day. like I started going on walks to increase my level of activity and I work from home now. So like, I am even more conscious of it because if I don't go on a walk daily, like I don't get in a lot of steps. So I had to be very conscious of that and I have to go on walks. And it's not like, I mean, a lot of times it's just like, oh, okay, I got to go on my daily walk, but doesn't mean that I don't have to still like force myself to do it sometimes. It's not just this like automatic habit. Like I'm just this epitome of health and it happens. It's just like, I just, you know, I gotta do it. It's just part of my lifestyle now.
Yeah. You know, actually I reshared something today or yesterday, last night, that really resonated with me because of what I was telling you. I think I said this on air about the cold showers, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, the water has just sucked lately. It's been really cold, which is good, but like, it just makes it that much harder for me to like sit there and be like, yep, I'm going to do this. And so I reshared something last night in like kind of an effort to like urge myself to keep doing this. But it says, here's an unpopular opinion. A lot of people could use more self-imposed mental and physical challenges like an ice bath or sitting in a sauna a minute longer past where you feel uncomfortable. Push a set one more rep to failure, sit your butt down and be alone with your breath for 6 minutes. Create some resistance. Make yourself overcome it. Watch how much easier the other things in your life become. And so just on the topic of discomfort, like I think you can obviously apply this to the example that I just gave of like baby steps with your nutrition and your lifestyle. But I think that there's something to be said about embracing that concept as a whole and continually doing things to make yourself feel uncomfortable, prove to yourself that you can like set a goal and do it that you didn't think you could, that is going to make the other changes like eating healthy or making sure you work out way easier. Or the workout can be the hard thing. Like do a workout that you didn't think you could do and try to finish it all the way through. Like that goes a long way. And I think that there's a lot to be said when it comes to bringing it back. Longevity. I think we find longevity when we realize we're capable of that. And we're capable of continuing to do that day in and day out for, you know, the rest of our lives. And when we accept discomfort and pursue growth. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And so, I mean, that's, we talk about all the time, like that is one of the reasons that we love contest prep is because it's not like, oh, okay, I get super lean, super shredded. It's just like, I did something super hard and I never gave up like when I really wanted to. And it's like ironic, right? When like Lindsay and Brian talk about how like a lot of times we can find comfort in that because we've done it so often, but that's like one of the main reasons that I've loved it. But I think kind of like what you're talking about before, just kind of like bringing it back, it's like being open to change and trying to do something differently. And we talk about this all the time. Like if you're going to hire a coach, don't hire a coach and then revert back to what you always do. Like be open to change and the information that they're giving you. And so maybe that does mean embracing some discomfort and doing some things that make you a little bit uncomfortable, but then just kind of like watch what happens throughout that process.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not agree more. I don't want to like echo the last episode that we recorded 2 days ago.
I know.
but it's so true. And I think that these episodes are coming at a good time for this time of year. And like when we get, we can talk about the examples of like how to slowly integrate healthier habits into your life. But like, I feel like we would be doing a disservice if we just talked about that the whole time and we didn't talk about this, because like you can probably Google that. You can probably figure, I mean, anything is Googleable, but like you can kind of assume like, all right, I'm eating trash. Like I can add one vegetable. Like most people can make that logical assumption, but no one really talks about this stuff. So, I agree wholeheartedly. And I love that last point that you made.
Yeah, I was going to say, we have a ton of episodes. If you do want to learn about being healthy, we have a New Year's episode, actually, where it's like, you know, this, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 change, maybe it was 10 changes that you can make now to start living a healthier lifestyle. So, because again, we didn't want to say, here's a diet, this is what you need to do to start losing weight. We want to talk about habits first. So
was that episode 6? The only bonus episode that we did.
Bonus episode number 6. That's a really, really good one. And then we have some other episodes too that we're going to throw in and talk about. But I think it's like, right, like what we've been talking about this entire time, it's the context and like the thought process behind it more so than like, okay, just give me the actionable takeaways, because that's not really like what this episode is about.
Yeah, absolutely. So we talked a lot about embracing discomfort and making change, being open to change. And like, man, I mean, yeah, I'm going to go back to that for 1 second. Like, do you want a coach or do you want someone to validate all the things that you're doing wrong? Like, if you want a coach, then like listen to what they say and see if it works. Like actually give it your all and see if it works. And if you're getting in your own way because you don't believe that you're capable of setting a goal and accomplishing it, then I challenge you to challenge that thought. And if you are in the hands of a coach where maybe you've committed to a program, paid some money, you know, gotten some plans, and you're now holding yourself back, I want you to remind yourself that you already changed something by paying the bill, getting on the call, committing to the program. So what, you know, you've already made change. So what's preventing you from doing more? You've already done it. You're already capable. So if you're standing in your own way, then I just wanted to leave you with that. But if you are not open to change, nothing changes.
Yeah.
It's very simple, but I don't know. I just had to say it. but I guess you want to finish off with just like earning your right diet, that last point.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of times people, and we have episode 3, which is your dieting mistakes. So a lot of times the big mistake that people make is just not thinking about anything and just, I want to lose weight, therefore I'm going to diet. Let's start a diet. And so really sitting down and taking a good look at, like we were talking about, like, what are my habits? Like, what am I doing right now? Do I have the right to diet? Because if you try to do keto or paleo or, you know, whatever it is, you want to try to go into a calorie deficit, but like your foundation isn't there, you don't have the right mindset, or it's not a good time, then you're just going to be spinning your wheels and making it that much more difficult for yourself. And so we talk about, like, you know, and a lot of times clients come to us and they want to, you know, I want to lose weight, I want to lose fat, like, let's go. And we say like, hey, let's just maintain right here, or let's actually eat some more food. And it feels so counterintuitive because you're like, but I told you I want to lose weight. We're like, I know. Here's why. This is why we're doing it. So really trying to take a good inventory and see if you are in the right mindset to start a diet. And so an example of that is if you're eating 800 calories and you want to lose weight, you've plateaued. Well, you got to eat 700 or 600, or instead of doing an hour cardio, now you got to do an hour and a half cardio. So is that really something that you want to like subject yourself to? Probably not. So like, let's start reverse dieting. Like, let's eat more food. And like, it may feel like you're going the reverse. Speaking of someone who's pounding lunch right now. So really just seeing like, can I diet right now? Is this something that would enhance my life? Or is there something else that I could be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And like, on that note too, it's like, you have to make the decision to take that next step or not, but also like think about the fat loss. Like I like to frame this way. Your foundation, like you're building the foundation to like a house or whatever, the skills, the eating, nutrient dense foods, the protein, the movement, all that stuff. That's the foundation. The incorporation of a measurable goal and working the protocols to push you forward towards that goal rather than just doing those habits without the outcome attached to it is simply just an extension of that knowledge. So don't think of it as a new thing and you're completely throwing everything out the window and just starting over. Like, you're extending from that knowledge. So you know you need to eat fruits and vegetables and lean proteins. You need to move, you need to resistance train, sleep well, manage stress. Okay, but then the extension is just specifically how much of that, like how much of all of those things. And that's literally it. It's just better defining exactly how much of everything. And then when you do that, then the progress starts going in the right way. And so when you're building the foundation, you could very well see some positive body composition changes and fat loss and muscle gain and inches down on the waist. But you know, if you don't, it's because you're just doing the habits and that is still going to benefit you down the road in that fat loss phase. But you kind of have to have that down first, because if you're not doing those things, how can you specify how much of each you're going to do? So that's how you kind of earn your right to diet, is going from just doing the things, you know, without an aim of like, I'm just doing more of all of them because they're good for me and they make me feel good. Two, okay, now specifically how much of each so that I can see a measurable result from these efforts. And that measurable result is usually a waist circumference or a weight on the scale going down. And so I like to frame it that way, because then it kind of increases the fluidity of like one phase to the next for people, rather than being like, all right, foundations and then fat loss, completely different, change your mindset.
Yeah, I love that. And so again, it's just turning up the dial a little bit more, and just building upon your foundations, and then you can scale it back down when you're done. And so it's not a I'm dieting or I'm not dieting. It's just like, how intensely am I doing things at the moment? So I think that's a really good spot, because again, like there, we could go so much more in depth about like, okay, here is everything that you need to do to build that healthy foundation. Like, here's what you need to do. And so we've already done that in a few other episodes. So again, episode number 6 is a really good way to kind of like, okay, I don't want to diet. I just wanted to start building on that foundation. So we have 10 tips that you can implement right now to start moving you in the right direction. Episode 15, everything you need to know about fat loss, and episode 5, reverse dieting and maintenance. So those are some really good episodes, if you haven't listened to those, to continue building upon your knowledge. And then, okay, maybe I am ready to enter a fat loss phase, and then kind of go from there.
Yeah. And then I think last New Year's, we had a goal setting episode of some kind. So January of last year, I don't know the number. So you're just going to have to go dig around and find that. But if you are looking to better specify your goals in 2023, that can be a huge, huge factor in you actually being able to achieve those goals. So we'll put all those episodes in the linked in the show notes for you, just to make it easy to kind of jump around, add to your listen queue, and make sure that you set yourself up for success this year.
Yeah. So hopefully you've learned a lot. You've changed your mindset going into the new year, and hopefully this is your best year yet. But we hope that you enjoyed this episode. And if you haven't already, you can make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. You can find both of us on Instagram. You can find me at Christy Lynn Fit. Marissa is at Marissa Roy Fitness. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we hope to see you back next week.
Thank you so much for listening to the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast, and we hope you enjoyed this episode and learned something from it. Please remember that Christina and I are not medical professionals, so if you're going to make any changes to your exercise or nutrition routines, please consult with your doctor or medical team first. Finally, we would love you even more than we already do if you took the time to leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Ratings and reviews are how this podcast moves up the ranks and becomes accessible to even more people. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next Tuesday here at the Barbell Lifestyle Podcast.